والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and not to deny us and deprive us of any of His blessings. Those blessings that we know, those we don't know, those we perceive, those we don't perceive, those we regard as small or those that are great. All these blessings are from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we need each one of them very, very direly and very necessarily. Respected friends and brothers, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with witnessing the holy month of Ramadan. And amongst this month, besides all the virtues that are found, besides all the benefits that we can accrue through the various actions and through the various ibadat, one very important ibadat that we need to focus on and not lose the opportunity of executing is that of making dua. So, we find in the hadith a lot of mention made with regard to dua being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically with regard to the month of Ramadan, we are also told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as. Whether it's in Ramadan or whether it's out of Ramadan, we as believers have to understand that dua, prayer, is a hidden treasure, is a hidden treasure granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, my respected friends and brothers, is a blessing of Allah ta'ala upon His servants. Dua is an ibadah. In a hadith, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has actually described it as the essence of ibadah. In other words, all ibadah actually is dua, is turning and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is from among the praiseworthy qualities of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them in the Quran. Allah says, يُسَارِعُنَا فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا, that they used to hasten towards good deeds and they used to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hope and with apprehension. Who? The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And even the pious servants of Allah, the awliya, and the Sufis and the great Salihin, whoever it is, we find that dua is and was part of their daily routine, and it was like second nature to them. And dua is one of the most priceless, like we said, treasures, priceless gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And dua is the most honorable gift in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah ta'ala, from among the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith where it is mentioned, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ, there is nothing much more honorable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَكْرَمُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الدُّعَى, there is nothing more honorable in the sight of Allah, in the treasure of Allah, than dua. So it is something which Allah Ta'ala also has given respect and honor to, my respected friends and brothers. And dua, according to the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is something that is loved by Allah. Allah loves it that we ask Him. Allah loves it that we turn to Him. And according to the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, سَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that seek the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Him and ask Him and beg Him. وَهُوَ يُحِبُّ أَن يُسَلْ, and Allah Ta'ala loves it that you ask Him. In this world, if people ask us, once or twice we'll give Him, and they'll say, now you know what, you're making it a habit, man. And then we start avoiding Him and dodging Him also. Not with Allah Ta'ala. With Allah Ta'ala, the more we ask Him, the more Allah loves it, and the more beloved we become to Allah. And that is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected friends and brothers. Dua is something that removes the burden of the heart. In other words, if a person has got a problem, he picks up his hand and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has done the dua properly, he He'll feel a kind of a solace in his heart that now I have spoken to Allah, my matter will be sorted out. That anxiety and that restlessness he might have about a matter will no longer be niggling at him. He'll say, I have spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, my respected friends and brothers, extinguishes the anger and the wrath of Allah ta'ala. At all times, we know as servants of Allah, we are on a total routine of sin at any time. But the minute we pick up our hands and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him to forgive us, we humble ourselves in front of Him, that anger is lifted up and that anger is cooled. Dua is a medium whereby we repel difficulties and calamities and have them removed and wiped away. So one is a calamity is supposed to have come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let it come. One is a calamity is hovering over us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. And one is the calamity has enveloped us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that calamity through dua. Likewise, dua is a yardstick for us in as far as our reliance upon Allah ta'ala is concerned. We always say, rely upon Allah. Trust Allah. Have faith in Allah. So if we have any issue and we turn to Allah ta'ala with total sincerity and we hope and wait for His help to come, my respected friends and brothers, that is a yardstick of our reliance. People rely on other people. They rely on their wealth. They rely on position. They rely on contacts they might have. You know, I've spoken to somebody, he can sort me out. All those are worldly reliances. If anyone has to be relied upon, it is Allah ta'ala and Allah ta'ala alone and Allah ta'ala only. No one can sort us out as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can sort us out. And there's a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدُعَاءُ السِّلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَعِمَادُ الدِّينِ وَنُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It's a very powerful, beautiful saying of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua is the weapon of a believer. We have to have that full conviction and yaqeen and belief that we have got in our hands the most powerful of weapons given to us by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, at this point in time, we see the effect of possessing weapons. So you don't mess around with that country. You know, they got weapons, they got the nuclear bomb, and they got this bomb, and whatever it might be. And they are acquiring their weapons from that other country. So you don't mess around with them. Here we are given a weapon by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is the pillar of your deen. And it is the light of the heavens and the earth. That is what dua is, my respected friends and brothers. And dua is something that receives immediate response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, what He says? Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call unto me, call unto me, I will answer, I will respond. Obviously, we want the response to be like ASAP. Allah, I'm in a major debt. I have a problem and I need a million. And then we expect the million coming down. Or maybe Jibreel alayhi salam standing outside there with a basket and saying, yes. No. The response of Allah ta'ala is according to His wisdom and on the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send it. Our belief is supposed to be that I have made dua to Allah and Allah has promised the response. Not like in this worldly setup when a person, for example, you know, he first of all needs to now get something sorted out. He needs to send an email somewhere. He needs to do a request. Sometimes the email gets jammed up also. The other side, the system is down. So the email doesn't even get there. Or the fellow didn't open up the email for 2 weeks. But Allah Ta'ala, it's immediate, instant interaction. It is such a beautiful thing. You don't get instant interaction with and from anybody like how we get it with Allah and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the spot, immediately. So Allah says, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call unto me and I will answer you. So that is how beautiful this particular aspect is of immediate interaction, my respected friends and brothers. And then when Allah Ta'ala gets our dua, you know, it's not like, okay, we put it in the file, you're on the waiting list, and we're going to refer it to a committee and then we'll get back to you. No. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astajib lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will immediately answer. And when a person makes dua, then he is fulfilling an important order and command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Ud'uni. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala. Call unto me. Call unto me and I will answer you. So these are some of the aspects with regard to dua that we are supposed to keep in front of us all the time. And dua, my respected friends and brothers, is such a thing that we are in need of it on every moment of our life. There isn't a moment where, you know, we can say, I can do without dua. We are in need of dua all the time. And it is a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala that being Allah, being in the high position that He is, being self-sufficient, being as-samad, being independent, not in need of us or our ibadat, He reaches out to us and He says, I will grant you, ask from me. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has quoted one hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Qudsi means where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, kullukum dhalun, illa man ahdaytuhu. All of you, O my servants, you are all of the path. You are deviated, except the one who I have granted guidance to. Fastahduni. So ask me for guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, kullukum ja'un, all of you are hungry, except the one who I feed. So fastat'imuni, ask me for food, I will provide for you. And likewise, in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O mankind, all of you are sinners, all of you are sinners. Kullukum khata'un, except that one who I forgive. So turn to me for forgiveness. Fastaghfiruni aghfiru lakum, I will forgive you. So this hadith is much lengthier, the different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of. But this hadith indicates how much in need of Allah ta'ala we are at any given time. How much we are supposed to make dua. Here Allah is saying food, dua. In fact, there is one part, even clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you all are naked except those who I give clothes to. So therefore, ask clothes from me and all the other things. So we are connected, my respected friends, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and supposed to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this beautiful aspect of dua. And it has been shown through the history as mentioned in the Quran and through the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, that when they made dua, it was so loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded their du'as in the Quran. Why? Just to make a story about it. No. To teach us that these are the ways and these are the words of coming to me. And we know the story of, for example, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was now in difficulty with Fir'aun the first time round. And one very sincere person came from the other end of town. And he says, Fir'aun and their parliamentarians are now busy planning and plotting your death. Innal mala'a ya'tamiruna bika. The chiefs are busy sitting and making mashwara, counseling about killing you. Fakhruj, move from here. Inni laka minan nasihin. I'm giving you good advice. So what dua he made? Fakharaja minha khaifan yataraqqabu qala rabbi najjini minal qawmi zalimin. He made dua. Oh Allah, save me from the oppressive people. Now, how powerful is this dua? How important is this dua? How much we need this dua, my respected friends and brothers? We at all times find that we are targeted, whether it's on a national or whether it's international, whether it's on our personal level, wherever it might be. So this is the dua that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made. And also we must remember these duas were inspired to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loved by Allah ta'ala, recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us in the Quran. That's why Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finally went to Madian after this incident. He was met by Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam told him, La takhaf najawta min al-qawmi al-zalimin. This was a Nabi. Musa alayhi salam had not received prophethood as yet. So yeah, a Nabi is telling him, don't worry, don't be afraid. Allah has saved you from the oppressors. So we see the dua that was made, and that's the same dua we are supposed to bring, my respected friends and brothers, in our life, and for our believing friends, wherever the Muslimin are suffering, we make dua, we say, oh Allah, save the Muslimin, save us from every kind of oppression. Then we find that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made another dua. And what was that dua? You see, he was now on the run. He was a refugee. He was homeless. He had no food. He had no shelter. He had no friends. He had no family. He had no support. He had no nothing. And what he done? He saying, Rabbi inni lima anzilta ilayya min khairin faqir. Oh Allah, whatever goodness you send down, I'm in this condition. I have nothing. Whatever goodness you send down on me, I am entirely in need of it. That was the dua he made. And then what happened? And then he went, and then Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam honored him. And Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a home to stay, gave him a job. People who didn't have jobs for long, you know. And when they come into this country, for example, looking for Rosie, and when they don't have a job, and finally when they do find a job, what a great feeling it is. So my respected friends and brothers, he was now in a strange land, and alhamdulillah he was given a job, a contract of Thamaniya Hijaj, that for 8 years he had to sign up. And he got the job, and he also got a wife, mashallah. Hazrat Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam even gave him a wife, a daughter, said, you must get married to my daughter. Power of one dua. Inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. So there's another powerful dua. We don't lose hope, my respected friends and brothers. Likewise, we find Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, we know the very famous story. He was swallowed up by the whale. And what dua he made there? He was swallowed by the whale and he made dua. He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. That is such a powerful dua. We all read it when we say you are in a difficulty. Read dua Yunus. You know, somebody says read so many thousand times and so many thousand times. Whatever it is, even if you read one time with sincerity, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Yunus alayhi salam was a person who was always making the tasbih, always turning to Allah ta'ala. And this is a very important point. We don't only make dua when we are in difficulty. We make dua at all times. It says, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under good conditions as well as under adverse conditions. And if you make the dua in both the times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. And when whoever remembers Allah in good times, Allah will remember him in his difficult times. So we find Allah ta'ala says with regard to Yunus alayhi salam, that فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. That if Yunus alayhi salam wasn't from among the people who was continuously making the tasbih of Allah, he was always connected to Allah. And now when he made the dua in the whale's stomach, Allah says, we saved him, or else he would have stayed in the stomach of the whale till the day of Qiyamah. So what is the important thing? One is the dua we learn from here, and one is that we must be in a constant state of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each one here, my brother, you have got a direct contact to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have a need to turn anywhere else, to ask anybody else. It's good to ask the pious people also to make dua, which is very, very good. But we mustn't feel, you know, I don't have the capacity to connect. See, a lot of people have this very negative attitude. You know, they say, hey, where Allah is going to listen to me? I'm such a big sinner, and where he ever listens to me? That is a very wrong attitude, my respected friends and brothers. It is a dua that we are supposed to make with our heart, knowing our own individual special link with Allah ta'ala. Each one of us got it here. Pick up our hands. Cry in front of Allah ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam made two du'as among the many, many du'as. The one du'a that Ibrahim alayhi salam made, and we're seeing the effect of it increasingly. For example, when he went to Makkah Mukarramah, and he said, Wallah, I left my family here in a valley, non-vegetative valley, wadin ghayri dhi zar'in, by your honorable house. And then he says, oh Allah, among the things, he says, Tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min al-thamarat. Oh Allah, incline the hearts of some people towards them, so they may love them. Now what does he, like he didn't say all the people's hearts. He says, رَبَّنَا لَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهُوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. So he says, oh Allah, incline the hearts of some of the people towards them. Because if it was all the people of the whole world, then we can imagine what a chaos there would have been there in Makkah. As it is, we have this accreditation and all this. There's a reason behind this thing, my respected friends and brothers. The amount of people that have to be there. So we find that he said some people. So we find some people, their hearts are always inclined. They are going there, they want to go there repeatedly. And some people, they can't be bothered, they can't be cared, because they didn't get this dua. And then he says, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, that feed them with fruit. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent into Makkah such products and such, whatever you want to think of, not ever running short, continuously, on an increasing basis. That was the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is running till now. And the other dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam after he built the Kaaba, Till now we are benefiting. What is that one? He says, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. That, O Allah, from my progeny, raise a prophet. And Allah Ta'ala raised Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose effect and whose virtue is such that from the day he was born right through till today and till the day of Qiyamah, we are seeing it. Islam is on the rise. People are accepting the deen, and the virtues and the greatness and the merits of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are increasingly being seen and being appreciated. So my respected friends and brothers, what we are saying is, these are just by example, the du'as of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. We all have to know that we have got a link to that hidden treasure, that priceless gift that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in terms of du'a, that we take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we turn to Allah Ta'ala and we make du'a, my respected friends and brothers, then among the things is, one is we must be only focused on Allah Ta'ala. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in your worship and make dua to Him. Our acts of worship must not be directed anywhere else. We don't call upon any ghayrullah. We only call, we say, Ya Allah, Allahumma, Ya Rabbi, whichever way, Rabbana, only our Rabb, my respected friends and brothers. We turn and we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fad'u Allah mukhlisin. Mukhlisin means wholly, totally, purely, only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask. And then another thing, my respected friends and brothers, is that when we are making dua, we must have this conviction. Udu'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. That when we lift our hands and make dua, then have conviction that my dua is being heard by Allah ta'ala. It is going to be answered. Allah will respond. We must not start the dua with a negative effect or a negative thought that, okay, now I'll just make dua. I don't know if Allah will listen to me. When we finish, we say, Allah doesn't listen to my dua. Like I mentioned earlier on, if people are going to have this kind of negative attitude when they are going to pick up their hands, they've already cancelled out their dua. They have already told Allah Ta'ala, you know what, we're asking you, but we know you're not going to grant us our dua. No, we pick up our hands and with total conviction, my respected friends and brothers, we turn and we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the one hadith, Allah loves it that a person waits for relief to come. As long as the person is making dua. Allah loves that dua and that waiting. So a person makes dua, and he makes dua, and he makes dua. It is mentioned that Yaqub alayhi salam made dua for more than 50 years before he saw Yusuf alayhi salam. And we, after 5 minutes, we want to see if miracles happening. It can happen. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala can let anything happen. But what is being said here is, Allah loves it that this servant is still clinging on to me. I am not giving him what he wants, but he's still clinging. So just that clinging is a means of us coming so closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala opens a door for us in answering whatever we're asking for, He will answer it in a way which He knows is the best and according to His wisdom. Sometimes we want to dictate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I need this and I need so much of it. I need 453 rand and 12 cents. Don't tell these type of things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Allah, I have a need, and oh Allah, I'm surrendering my need to you. I'm begging you sort my need out. And we don't tell Allah, do it like this, and then do it like that, and then do it like that. No. We say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have this problem. Remove this difficulty from me. That is all, my respected friends and brothers. In this way, we continuously ask Allah ta'ala. And lastly, لا تيأسوا من روح الله. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Don't ever become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever become. Allah is merciful. This is the month of mercy. This is Allah is accepting our du'as. And when we have this treasure, this unseen, priceless treasure of du'a, then there is no need for us, my respected friends and brothers, to ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.